In the harsh landscape of 7th century Arabia, a solitary figure stood on Mount Hira, physically unremarkable yet destined to transform human history. Muhammad's journey from marginalized orphan to spiritual leader continues to shape our world, yet we rarely see beyond the polarized portrayals of saint or villain. What if we stripped away these layers of idealization and demonization to discover the profoundly human story beneath? The transformation of this desert merchant into a revolutionary prophet offers insights that transcend religious boundaries. His story resonates deeply in our polarized times precisely because it reveals how extraordinary change can emerge from ordinary human struggles. What makes Muhammad's journey so compelling isn't just its historical significance, but its psychological depth. Here was a man wrestling with divine calling while experiencing very human doubt, fear, and determination. By understanding the person behind the prophecy, we gain perspective on one of history's most misunderstood figures and the faith that grew from his vision. Being fatherless in 6th century Mecca marked Muhammad with profound social disadvantage in a society where lineage was paramount. This early marginalization shaped his worldview and later revolutionary message. Drought conditions led to his placement with a Bedouin foster mother, Halima, who accepted the orphaned infant when others wouldn't. This arrangement positioned Muhammad between worlds from his earliest days. His desert upbringing among the Bedouin gave Muhammad a unique perspective outside Meccan society. He absorbed their connection to nature, poetic traditions, and survival wisdom. Returning to Mecca at age 5, he occupied an unusual position, too noble to dismiss, yet too marginalized for full privilege. This liminal status fostered his sensitivity to injustice and inequality, ultimately shaping his ability to envision a different social order. Muhammad navigated between Mecca's commercial world and the desert's solitude, developing both business acumen and spiritual depth. His caravan work built a reputation for trustworthiness, while exposing him to diverse religious traditions beyond Arabian polytheism, including Christianity, Judaism, and Zoroastrianism. The Kaaba in Mecca served as both spiritual center and economic hub, drawing thousands of pilgrims under the Quraysh tribe's management. This confluence of sacred and commercial spheres shaped Muhammad's early understanding of spiritual and worldly power. His marriage to Khadija, a successful businesswoman 15 years his senior, proved transformative. She proposed after witnessing his integrity in managing her caravans. Their partnership provided Muhammad the stability to pursue his contemplative nature while maintaining a modest lifestyle focused on simplicity and generosity. In his 30s, Muhammad increasingly retreated to Mount Hira for tahanuth, contemplative practices born from dissatisfaction with Mecca's spiritual landscape. These solitary vigils deepened his awareness beyond worldly concerns, unknowingly preparing him for his future role. His life embodied the balance between merchant practicality and mystical seeking, straddling both worlds until revelation would unite them. During Ramadan in 610 CE, Muhammad, at 40, experienced the night of power in a cave on Mount Hira. When the angel Gabriel commanded, "Recite," Muhammad responded with terror, declaring, "I am not a reciter." The experience left him physically and emotionally shattered, fearing possession or insanity. His authentic reaction, fleeing down the mountain in panic, begging his wife Khadija to cover me, stands in stark contrast to what one might expect from someone fabricating prophecy. His struggle with this divine calling was profound, marked by equal measures of fear and yearning. Khadija proved instrumental in his journey, offering support and consulting her Christian cousin Waraka, who compared Muhammad's experience to that of Moses. Her steadfast belief helped Muhammad gradually accept his role. His initial revelations focused on social justice, condemning wealth hoarding and the exploitation of the vulnerable. When Muhammad began sharing his message publicly, he faced mixed reactions. While some family members supported him, others, like his uncle Abu Lahab, showed hostility. His revelations directly challenged Mecca's social hierarchy, confronting the worship of wealth and power that had supplanted spiritual values. Muhammad's message of social justice and monotheism initially drew marginalized followers while facing fierce opposition from the Quraysh elite. Early converts endured persecution, with some finding refuge in Christian Ethiopia, where the Negus granted protection after hearing Quranic verses about Mary. The revelations evolved from mystical reflections to urgent social instructions as conflict with Meccan society grew. The deaths of his wife Khadija and uncle Abu Talib left Muhammad vulnerable to attacks. During this dark period, the night journey, Isra, occurred, where Muhammad traveled to Jerusalem and ascended through seven heavens, marking his evolution from messenger to leader. The Satanic Verses incident, his temporary acknowledgement of three goddesses before retracting these verses, revealed his human struggles and ultimate commitment to monotheism. His deepest spiritual insights emerged when personal losses stripped away his worldly securities. The Hijra, the immigration from Mecca to Medina in 622 CE, marked a profound rupture as believers quietly left their homeland, creating painful family separations. Stories like Salama's highlighted how these departures felt like deaths to those left behind. In Medina, Muhammad evolved from spiritual reformer to community leader and political strategist. His Constitution of Medina united diverse tribes, including Muslims and Jews, into the Ummah, establishing a new identity based on shared values rather than blood ties. The victory at Badr against superior Meccan forces proved a turning point, interpreted as divine validation and attracting Bedouin tribes to align with Medina. Muhammad's influence grew through strategic alliances and marriages that merged spiritual leadership with political authority. His diplomatic prowess culminated in the peaceful conquest of Mecca in 630 CE, achieved through careful pre-negotiations with key leaders. Entering the city, Muhammad abolished hereditary privilege, marking the transition from jahiliyyah, ignorance, to an inclusive order based on faith rather than tribal status. Muhammad's final pilgrimage showcased his ability to integrate pre-Islamic traditions into Islam while establishing new spiritual foundations. As he approached death, he focused on securing his community's future through enduring ethical principles. His passing at 62 in 632 CE left behind a unified Arabia bound by shared values rather than tribal loyalties. The succession dispute following his death, with Ali remaining with his body while others chose Abu Bakr as caliph, planted the seeds of the Sunni-Shia divide. Muhammad was buried simply in Aisha's room, following the tradition that prophets rest where they die. The compilation of the Quran after his death preserved 23 years of divine revelations, providing guidance for religious, legal, and cultural matters. The Hadith, recording his words and actions, offered practical examples of applying these principles in daily life. Muhammad's social vision challenged existing hierarchies through its emphasis on charity, justice, and equality of believers before God. His transformation from orphaned outsider to spiritual and political leader demonstrated how personal change could spark social revolution, proving that influential leaders can emerge from society's margins rather than its privileged center.